Welcome back to the Afternoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com. We're honored to have Big Rob on the phone line, Miss Langland. And I don't want to mess the first name up. I should have did a little practice with you. But I'd rather you just go ahead and say it, because I almost called you Timelin, you know.
And you would have said that correctly. Uh-oh. It is Timelin Langland.
Yes. Uh-oh. He got something right for the first time.
First time in my life, yeah. I got something right.
First time in his life, he got something right.
Yeah.
That's oh, my goodness. I find that hard to believe.
Yeah.
No, it's the truth. The truth.
Big Ms. Rob, let me do a disclaimer before we get started. Big Rob is a Trump supporter. He is a, and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't have no problem with that, because it's about making money. Mm-hmm. But Trump can't do nothing wrong with him. And me and Big Rob have been at odds. You know what I mean? He's out registering people with these mega hats on and make Black America great again. And, you know, so we kind of at odds. He agreed with the troops coming into the city, and Big Rob believe in, you know, stop and frisk, all that crazy stuff that Trump believed in. So,
oh, my.
Yeah, he supported the three strikes and out. He thought it should have been two strikes and out. So, you know, Timberland Langland. But that's my friend. We have those diverse opinions. So, you know, that's why we got him here on the show. So,
well, you know what? I can't say I agree with everything that's been said, but I do believe change is good. It is time to start looking at things in a new way. And so I'm starting to kind of shift my thinking in terms of voting and what I've been doing for years, and wondering if there's not room to, I don't know, expand my thinking a little bit.
I'm ready for Black Power Party to start. That's where I'm at. The BPP. So,
and you know what? And that is why I wrote the book too, to really reach people, because I think economic empowerment is a better way to start thinking about life, as even more so than political involvement. It's like, it's time for us to think about how can we empower our own community. And I honestly think it starts more with economics than even politics.
There,
but that's
go.
Just Timelin's point of view.
Yeah. Timelin, that sounds like Dr. Claude Anderson Poweronomics too. I'm with you on that. Big Rob, he got a few questions to start off, because he was a millionaire at one time. And
yeah. All right, Big Rob.
Smoked it all up.
Yeah.
You guys are hilarious. I like you.
I mean, all of it too. This cat, you ought to be surprised
every
how he's living right now. You'd be very surprised to know that he was rich in the 90s. You know?
Well, we're going to help Big Rob get to where he started.
If it's possible. if it's possible.
Now, you wrote several books, Ms. Langland, and Mind Over Money, and How to Live Like a Millionaire on Any Budget.
Yes.
How can we do that?
Well, you know what? Let me just tell you, it starts by belief. It starts by being strategic with your money. And that is kind of what I say. My message is for working people worldwide to teach them how to be strategic with the money they already have, so that they can live like a millionaire on their budget and leave a proud legacy. And obviously that starts with, okay, and I hate to open the conversation with the B word, because that gets a lot of people, oh, out of budget, you know, you hear that word. But it does start with being strategic with your money and getting a handle on it, managing what you have very well. I came from a family of sharecroppers and cooks, you know, from the Mississippi Delta. And just looking at and seeing how people wielded little small income and then turned that into something big is the message that I've been sending. So it just kind of starts with where you are and creating a budget, getting an understanding of where your money is going, what's coming in, what's going out. And then the next step, being the teacher in me, is to say, you know what, it's time to start assigning your money to do certain things. And, of course, that's in alignment with your financial goals and expectations. So all of that is part of that same conversation.
Now, who should get these books?
You know, this book is for people who want to increase wealth. and I've geared it to working people worldwide, but it's for young adults too, because I think, and I'm an educator, I've been teaching for the last 22 years, I come from a family of educators, and this book is for people who want to be educated and rooted in money. And I know that that's, even in this day and age, financial education is not truly taught in our classrooms, and many people don't get it at home. So it's for those who want to be rooted in just good, wholesome financial wisdom and good stewardship. And anyone who's saying, I need that information, is that. But the book is geared towards working people.
Now, I see here, too, you have success. Also written for hoarders, the Dorothy Behringer book, Stuff Your Face or Face Your Stuff. What is that like?
You know what? That was actually my first writing attempt. I have a friend who works on the show called The Hoarders, and her name is Dorothy. And she actually wanted to write a book, and she got people who have different expertise to contribute to the book. And so she asked someone to write a question about, you know, to answer a question about eating healthy. And then she asked me to write a story about living wealthy. And so because we're friends and I submitted a treatment, well, actually it didn't happen because I was friends, because a few people did too, and they didn't, their work wasn't deemed, you know, proper. Mm-hmm. So I did that, and that's how I contributed to the book. And that's when a friend of mine actually read that and said, well, girl, you need to write your own book. And that's what I've done. And that's, you know, how Mind Over Money came into being.
Wow. Wow. Now, you're a millionaire, correct?
Yes, I've made some investments that have left me very comfortably.
You don't have to cook. You ain't got to cook no more, pick cotton or sharecrop or nothing that no more, huh?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, ownership is the only way to avoid things like that. And I keep saying to this. Yeah, absolutely right. And so what I have done is that I've taken my big mama's wisdom from Mississippi, and I saw how they saved their nickels and their dimes and pennies to create wealth, and they started buying property and buying land. And I tell you, so my big mama taught me that, and so I have just taken what I've learned from her, and I have invested in property here in Los Angeles, and it has served me well. I'm very proud of my portfolio. Let's say that.
Wow. Hey, that's pretty good. So if you was a rapper, you would be who? Who would you be if you was a rapper right now? Who would you be?
Would you be Jay-Z or Rick Ross?
I would probably, and this is, I like Jay-Z out of all the rappers. I like him the most, but I don't know what he's doing in terms of real estate building. But Kanye, I know, is buying land and property here in L.A.
Right.
So I'd probably end up comparing myself to him if I had to do that. Not that I agree with his philosophy and on other things, but when it comes to buying property and owning land, we're right there. Wow. We're right there.
Wow.
But so I would have to say him, but I kind of like what Jay-Z and Beyonce have going on too, because when I talk about wealth building and financial building, I think family life is so important. And I talk about that on my website. You know, like for me, the number one achievement in wealth building is to marry the right person.
Uh-oh.
That is the number one thing to do. And that means, and marrying the right person means maintaining your family, keeping your family together. And then I do a live stream here in LA on Facebook, and we talked about that on Monday. It's like, what do wealthy families teach their children? And that was really interesting. So I think, yes, marrying the right person is very important. And then having, you know, what are the family values that created the wealth, and transferring that information to the children so that they will not only have the hopefully, you know, an inheritance, but also the values that created that inheritance. And I think that's a twofold approach to wealth building and leaving a legacy.
I'm glad you said hopefully. Yeah, because that's the, yeah. I'm looking at you. You do have the money. Look, you know, you look like you got an 850 credit score, and you got that. you got the money. Look, how long did it take you to get to this point where you can say, you know what, this thing is actually working out?
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. one of the, I say this, the best business decision I've ever made was to invest in real estate. And I started that in 1996. And let me tell you, I started with very humble beginnings. I knew that I was going to have to create that the resources needed to put that down payment down myself. And so I made a conscious effort to live below my means, which is how I was able to generate the income. So it wasn't like this was handed down to me, you know, from a family member and somebody invested in me. I, like, as my brother said, I lived low so I I stayed low so I could live high. I think that's how he put it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I did. I stayed in a small, modest apartment, and I just started saving my income. You know, my means were well below my income, and I literally saved over 50 to 60% of my salary.
Oh, wow.
And that's how I was able to garner the money to buy my first property, and I got a great deal. I tell you, that's a story in and of itself, but I got a property here in Los Angeles for less than $40,000 a year. I mean, $40,000 for the mortgage. And now, the last time I looked, and I haven't looked in a while, but it was worth $1.5
million. Woo! Jesus Christ.
Yes, and then you start to multiply that, and it's like, okay, you the numbers.
before we go, are you can you adopt older men? You know, are you available to adopt?
Yeah.
Well, you know
I definitely need an adoption
business
right now.
But I do teach these classes online, so I can do.
What about the adoption part?
Yeah, the adoption part. Like, yeah.
We're not in the adoption business.
You know, he cut the grass, do all that stuff for you, adopting kids.
Right, take the trash out.
I don't know if you're married or not, but you know, I don't mind. I'm being a younger man. I don't mind being a younger man in this situation.
No. We're not in the adoption business. We don't do that.
Mess with my money. last thing, when you got married, what was your spouse credit score?
Well, you know what? I mentioned that I was married?
You said something about marrying the right person.
You said marriage and family, so we just assumed.
Well, I'm not married, so I am a single person at this point in time, and I was married, and so I learned that the hard way. But I thank God that I learned that lesson, and it didn't cost me. Well, it cost me emotionally, but not financially. And that's another thing I talk about, too, that money is emotional. And when you're given the traumatic history that some folks have, you also understand why it's going to take some paradigm shifts and mindset changes to really get to the next level.
Wow.
But in terms of I've been married, and so I do believe in marrying the right person, marrying someone who is like-minded, who has that sense of I want to build too.
Alrighty.
It's equally important.
That is who trusts.
Okay, you ain't got no husband, so you can adopt a couple of older gentlemen.
Yeah.
And we could take the trash out. It ain't got to be none of the other fuddy-duddy. We can just take the trash out, rake the yard.
The butler.
You know.
I'd be the yes, sir. Yeah, yes, sir. Right. Whatever you want. Yes, ma'am. Yes, yes.
Yes, ma'am. Whatever. Yes, ma'am.
We'll think about it.
Okay.
So tell me this before we go. Timmy. Why Timmy? Yeah. Timlin. Do you have a twin somewhere? Father named Tim? What happened?
You know what? My name is Timelin, and it's so funny. Natalie Cole, the late Natalie Cole, has a sister named Timelin, and I was actually named after her.
Okay.
Got a chance to talk to her on the telephone, and she went into the history of the name. And Timmy is just the lighter version of Timelin, so I call myself Timmy now because I just needed to lighten up in life.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. So she's a fun-loving, lighthearted individual who loves life and just goes out and really does live like a millionaire on her budget.
All righty. Thank you so much. I love the energy. Continued blessings to you. Money magnet, author, speaker, teacher, thought leader, world traveler, Timelin Langland. Look her up online. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us today, okay?
Thank you so much for having me. LiveLikeAMillionaireNow.wordpress.com.
There you go. Peace and blessings. Take care.
Thank you now.
All right, family, going back to my music, Zathanoon Jams, brought to you by BestBlackNews.com.